it up. Salachas brought down just means you shouldn't hold up your hands holding your hand itself. But you're allowed to hold your arm though. Like I the kai should be in your right hand. You're allowed to hold your hand like this to hold it up. Just like this you shouldn't do.
This also applied against when you finish.
Kur, the Kur. There's a Kshivas and Brachas, right?
The Tais only had understood the Shaila. Snow must the Eli Min. The Tais is because of Gedalus Mari. The Shaila was, he had a nice heavy case. He had a big silver case. It weighed a lot, and it was a good Shaila. It's too heavy to call the one in. Oibresh Chodesh Tevish, Shechalias Beshavish, Shulachanaka. That you have a ganze long Birchas HaMozin, it's too long to hold the case so long. Oibin Asuyim, it's all the Harav of Birchas HaMozin. Then Tais understood the Shaila. But the Pasha of Birchas HaMozin was the Shaila, just hold it. But as a loch, you shouldn't put your hand in the case, you shouldn't put your hand down like this. You're supposed to hold it up a tefach. You're supposed to hold the case a tefach up, 4 inches off the table. My crew, what's the posik? I'll pick it up. The nice and ain't of boy is supposed to put your eyes into the, look into the case. What does that mean? Doesn't mean mamish, you have to look into the wine. Just mean you shouldn't be mitzvah das. Don't start thinking about something else. Start thinking about the bracha you're saying on the yain. For some of us, it means mamish, that you're supposed to be able to look into the wine. That's why they say you should not use a case that the top of the case is sour. It's not open, that you won't be able to look into the yain. And then you want to send your hand to be able to see the yain. An Indian, after you made the baruch ha'gafin, to send it to your wife, she should drink from the kosher bracha. Ki heichet it is baruch deveisu. Today that your wife should also have a bracha from this. That was called the kosher bracha. So even your wife should also have the bracha. So the more ulo ikloy lebei Rav Nachman. Ulo went to visit by Rav Nachman. Korech rifta, so they washed. Baruch birchas mezayna, they benched. Is yoyiv la kisa de birchas for Rav Nachman. So Ula gave the kais of benching to Rav Nachman to drink. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Lishad the makis the birchos on the nusa."
All right, turn over. So Rav Nachman said, "Send the kais right to my wife, Lulisa." Omalei said back to Machem, "Amar birchos the birchon," and said, "And pre bitna shalishem is borech elami pre bitna shalish." That the Ika Baruch comes upon the Isha is through the husband, through the Ish. Shneimer Pasuk says, Uberech pribitnecho, pribitno lo nemar, ele pribitnecho.
Don't have it, it's your wife's stomach. So it says, bitnecho, mashma, from your betin, will come out to be a bracha for your wife. Pribitno lo nemar doesn't say the pri of the betin of your wife, ele pribitnecho. And Tanya Namihochi, Yadnasan Eimer, Minayin Shem pribitno shalisha mizborech. When does the stomach of an isha have a bracha? Ela mi pri bitna shalish. Only from like here's going on. If it's a man, if the husband drinks from the kais shal bracha, then it'll be chal a bracha for his wife also. Shenemar uberach pri bitnecho. Pri bitna loy nemar. The person doesn't say her stomach. Ela pri bitnecho from you. So that's what Ula held. So Ula held Rav Nachman, don't have to send it to your wife. Just you drink it, and that's enough. Adahochi. While they have the Shagre V'tayi here, they're arguing, Shemiyah Yalsa. Yalsa heard what was going on. Shemiyah Yalsa, that Ula did not let Rav Nachman send the Kesha Bracha to her. So, Koma B'Zira, she got up very angry. The Osala Dei Kamrij went to the wine storage. The Tovra Dalid Neya Dani De Kamra. She went and broke 400 barrels of wine. Like to show, it's not the pshat that I'm angry about the wine. I don't need wine to drink. I have enough wine to drink. But I'm angry why you didn't send me the kosher bracha. Hey, she held not like Ula. She held as an Indian for Nisha to drink a kosher bracha. And we soon see that halacha like that. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told back to Ula, Nishada lomar kekosach rina. You see what happened here. So what? Send him another kais. Gafas, she's right, Lachura. Send him a kosher bracha. If he was masking sholach lo, he sent her another kais. And he said, Kol hain nevaga debircha sahi. You should know, like the whole barrel is from the kosher bracha. Because even though the first case was found, they drank up already, and he took out more wine, he meant to say all the wine from the barrel could also be included in the kosher bracha. Shrashi, kol hai, the vag of the bracha, see, kol yain shebechavius, the kesha brachi shesay mimen. You drink from it also. The first pitcher, you pour the wine into the kais. The kesha brachi is chal upon the whole pitcher, so you can pour more wine and give it to her. Is shochalo? So she sent back to them, but she wasn't the Kabbalist piece. Mahadura mili. Are you talking too much? When the Sata told Kalmi, Rashi, the Mahadura mili, the Mahadira by Yoris, Yerbo Tamidvorm. People, merchants that go around in the city, they talk a lot. Now, she means to say, yes, I'm talking now. That's not, I'm not a Kabbalist. I wanted the Kaish of Rochi, then give it to me, I'm angry at you. When the Sata told me, the Meshachti begodim from the old begodim, Beluyim, from Rotim Yerbo Kinim. Hey, some old clothing, you'll have kinim, will grow, lice will grow on the old begodim. So now she was in the Kabul, the piece. For the Khurf, this mice, it's brought alochom, that there's an Indian to make sure to send the kais of bracha to your wife. She should drink from the kais. We don't hold like hula. It's not enough that we drink in our brachas for Isha, you're supposed to send the kais to your wife, she should also drink from it. Omer Rabasi, Ein mesichin al kais of bracha. It means once you have the kais in your hand, you're not supposed to talk anymore. You shouldn't be mesir das, you're not allowed to talk. The Yomer Ravasi, Ein Mevorchin al Kesha Pronis. You don't make a bracha on Kesha Pronis. Tirashi Ye Masichin, Mishaoch Suachi Yvorach. As once you hold the Kesha in your hand, you're not allowed to do any talking until you make a bracha. Ein Mevorchin al Kesha, the next halakha was Ein Mevorchin al Kesha Pronis. For the Gemara, my Kesha Pronis, what does the Kesha Pronis mean? What's the Pronis mean? You get punishment. What's the Kesha that you can get Hezek from? Bring it from Zugois. As the Gemara's time, they're makpid never to drink just two kaises. Just two is bad for the mazikim. So if you drank one kais in the middle of the meal, and now you want to take your second kais and use it for bricha samosin, you should do that. Because this is a kais of roni, it's the mazikim are on it. Tanya nami hochi. Hashay sik to fly, the someone just drank twice. Lo yivorach, you shouldn't make a bricha samosin on this kais. Vishum shenemar, hika likras latecha Yisrael. Before you go do mitzvah, prepare yourself before you do something. See, like before you're doing the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, make sure to use a nice kais. And this kais that the mazikim are on is not nice to use. It's from this part that we also dash before you daven, it's also prepare yourself, wear a nice clothing. Because there's more of a highlight mistaken, and this second kais is not mesukin. It's a bad kais, the mazikim are there. For this halach was brought down as man is there, we're not maxed on this. Since the mazikim are not so shchiach, this man is there, we're not matvid not to drink a second kais. Rashi kiflayim zugois hikon nikras b'dvarim noyim leivadim b'pronis. Before you do a mitzvah, do it with nice, not for something to bring a pronis. So the maratona we learned ha'oichel u'mahalich. So somebody is eating and he's walking, mevorach mumi. When it comes to bench, he shouldn't bench walking. He has to at least stop, stand when he's benching. If he's eating standing, mevorach miyeshiv. When it comes to birchas v'mazon, you should sit down at least. If somebody is lying down the way they used to eat then, is alacha yeshiv mevorach. When it comes to birchas v'mazon, don't bench lying down. It's not there a cover to bench that way, but you should be sitting. The hilchasa v'chula yeshiv mevorach. Alacha is in all these cases. Even though you ate when you're walking, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, you're supposed to sit down to bench. It's good to sit down to bench for the Parshat Svara. You'll have more kavanah that way if you sit down. So in the Tchila, you're supposed to sit down and bench. Sharei asar dvar nemulo. Mashen came b'shav brachas. For other brachas, you don't have to be makpid b'davka to say it sitting down. You can say it walking also. So it says, "V'hu mitrikin v'yachalte v'savot v'rachta," means shev at u'birachta. Sit down and then make a bracha. The brachas are Muslim. If you have Moshe Rabban,
what is? No,
that's beyond Yeshiv. No, but the svar is we're saying because Yeshiv, you can have more kavana. Because brought down leaves to you, somebody's in a big rush. And he has to go someplace. And he's going to sit down to bench. He's almost going to dab it up very fast. Have no kavana. But if he'll be able to walk while he's going and benching, it's kedai for him to say benching when he's walking. Because the whole shot here is he'll have more kavana sitting down. But in the case where you can't sit, you'll have more kavana going, and you can have kavana that way, then you have the hetter. So by the mitzchil, you're supposed to first sit and bench. So it's the Mishnah.
Eilu devorim shebein beishamay bein beisilu besuda. These are machlekesim between beisilu and beishamay. Lot and lagayet the suda. Drasha shenechlekul beilka suda. Beishamay yomrim mevorach al hayom. When it comes to make kiddush, hadasi ascholo the suda by Shabbos. First you make a bracha on the yom. First you make the kiddush. Viyechakach bracha layayim. Then you make the bracha for yagotim. Or beisilu yomrim mevorach al hayom like we do. First you make the bracha for yagotim. Viyechakach bracha layayim. Then we make kiddush. Drash Mavorach al Hayyim, the Kiddush, the Shabbos, the Yom Tovim, that's Beshamais, and we hold like Beisil. Right? Another Machlaika says, Beshamayimim, Noitim Lu Yadayim, first you wash your hands, the Yachakach Moisgun as a Kois. And then you sit down to drink the Kois of Yain, like we had before. The Derech HaSeva was, first they came in, they used to have some wine before they bent, before they washed, before they made the Moitzi, and then they ate, and then they had wine again later. So here, this first wine, before you make the moitzi, the Shami says, wash your hands first, and then take the kais to drink the yayin. But they still learn to know, moizgin es ha kais, first drink your wine, v'yachakach noitin yadayin, and then wash your hands for the suda. Shashi v'yachakach moizgin es ha kais, yayin ha bol lefnei ha mozim, the wine they drank before they made the moitzi. First wash your hands, and then you'll eat the suda. With the first natila, you can go right there and eat the rest of the suda. But they still learn, first drink your wine, and then you wash your hands. But time of Tavai Mephosh B'Gemol, the Gemol explained this for us for both of them. In the middle of eating, you can have a napkin and wipe your hands. Or manicha al hashulchan, you're allowed to leave the napkin on the table. Or ve'sil lo'imrim no alaksos, you only put the napkin on your chair or on the pillow, but it should not be on the table. Trashim mekaneh yodah b'mapeh metilas mayim rishonim, is when you wipe your hands for the mayim rishonim. Or manicha al hashulchan. Or mekaneh bo yodah tomin mezumas atavshul. To say this throughout the meal, you can use this for the napkin. Ve'sil lo'imrim alakav alaksos yinichenu. Achri came. As if you wipe your hands with the mayim rishonim, that towel you can't use. Rishonim kenech b'yod tamim b'tayim b'chosh b'gemara. Or you can wipe your hands, but it has to be on the floor, on the ksos. It can't be on the table. And the gemara will explain what's the reason why it can't be on the table. Right? B'shamayim mechadin es habayis. First you clean off either the floor, when you sit on the floor, or like lying down, or else on the table, first clean off the table, and then you wash mayim achronim. No, first you wash mayim achronim, then you worry about cleaning off the table. In the table, agave karka mechadin es hakarka. If you used to lie down like on the floor, make sure you clean the floor. Or you may say, well, the reading on the shulchan, mechadin es hashulchan, v'shiuri oichlin shenespazu olav, from the leftover pieces on the shulchan. V'yata kein noitl yadayim mayim achreinim. And after that, you could wash the mayim achreinim. And they still hold, no, first you wash mayim achreinim, and then you mechabed abayis. V'shama yomrim ner u'mozoin v'samim v'abdolah. It's the case when you got finished shalashudis, and you only had one kosher yayin, the locher is supposed to leave it over for make abdolah. So you make benching Birchas HaMazon and Abdullah on the same kois. So what's the Seder? The Shami says first you make the bracha of Ner, then you bench, then you say Besomim, then you say Abdullah. O Beisil Loimrim Ner. Okay, first you say Ner U Besomim Mazon, then you bench the Abdullah. You say Abdullah. Okay, so Beishami says you put the Birchas HaMazon in between the Ner and the Besomim. That's the Tanakama. That's Beish. And Beisil holds no, Ner and Besomim come first. Then you bench, then you say the Abdullah. Shrashi Nero Mozin. Mi Shein Lo Yela Kais Echa, the Moitzoy Shabbos. Is Mani Yichayad the Akra Mozin. Leave it till after for the benching. Leave it. You have a side the role of Nero U Mozin, U Vesom of the Abdullah. Make all these brachas on this one Kais. Right? They Shama Yomrim Shebora Morhesh. The Nusach of the Bracha on the Nero is Shebora Morhesh. But they still learn rim, boire miyorehesh. Like we say, we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Ein mevorchin loyala ner, loyala besad mishalakim. It comes from goyim, bal poshet osa bahano, you shouldn't make a bracha from it. Veloy al haner, viola al besad mishalmesim. Same thing, if you had a ner by a mace of some put on the mesim, it's osa bahano, you shouldn't make a bracha from it. Veloyala ner, viola al besad mishal avoy dezoros. Yuchat for avoy dezoros, you shouldn't. Trashi ein mevorchin, ala ner del absom shel akum shel mesim time with the kum before shvi gemara. Yei mevorchin al haner achi yoisli yoyrin. You shouldn't make the bracha borim yoresh unless you're able shi yoisli or unless you're able to have hanor to enjoy, have some enjoyment from the light. So poshu mashma, first you have to have the hanor and then you make the bracha. So it's mashma. Achi yoisli yoyrin. First have the ner, the hanor, and then make the bracha. Rashi shi yoisli shiye neni mimenu. That you can be able to have hanor. At least you have to be close enough to the light that you could get some hanor from it. Misha ochal v'shochach leberach. Somebody ate and if you got to bench, is beisham ayomrim yasalim kaimu b'yivorach. You have to go back to the place where you finished eating and bench there. O beisil loymrim yivorach amokim shiniska. No, you got up, you forgot to bench, you went to work, you're allowed to bench at work. We'll see in the Gemara where the machlokes is. V'yad mosay nevorach. Till how long afterwards can you still bench? As long as the food inside you didn't digest yet. Tomorrow will explain, depends how much you ate mechura, how long. Usually we say it's 72 minutes. Volahem yayin achra mozen. As after they finished their meal, they had wine at the end. In main shamel oyster kais, if you only have this one kais left, is Beshama Yoimi Mavorach ala Yayin Viyakakavorach ala Mozin. First make the bird for Yagofen, and then bench on this case, and you'll drink it about after the benching. Well, they still learn Mimno Mavorach ala Mozin like we do. First we bench on the case, Viyakakavorach ala Yayin, and then later you make the bracha on the Yayin. Vioinin Omein Acha Yisrael HaMavorach. Whenever Yisrael made the bracha, you're always allowed to answer Omein after the bracha. The yain ayin omer though, if you don't answer omein acha kusi hamavorach, and she yishoma kol habracha kula, unless you heard him say the whole bracha, because the kusi were afraid maybe they're making the bracha to their avoy de zoro, so we're afraid you can't answer omein then. But if you heard him say the whole bracha from beginning to end, and he only said bracha to Hashem, kedem melachol and boru creates, so you see chloe has kavana for Hashem, then you could answer omein. Trashi omein omein acha yisrael hamavorach, afilu lo yishomel lesay bracha. We're afraid maybe he's making a bracha for a hard reason. So therefore, you can't answer on me. Same thing about Apikaris. If somebody makes a bracha, you're not sure he's being the chavid to Hashem, luckily you shouldn't answer on me. You have to make sure the person says the bracha, he's doing it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Rabbanan. Tuvorim shebein beishamu beisilu besuda. What are the machlokes in? The first machlokes was beishamu yoyim mevorach alayim. First you say Kiddush, then you make the bracha for Yagofen. Why? Shehayayin ger l'yayin sheyavay. The Yikr is the Shabbos. It's because of Shabbos that you have to make Kiddush, you have to use the kais. So first you make the bracha on Shabbos, on Kiddush, and then you say the yayin. Ukva Kiddush hayayin, like first came Shabbos, v'adayin yayin lebo, it didn't come down the Suda yet. He didn't come to make Kiddush yet. So Mela, the Shabbos comes before the yayin. Ubeisil loyim no mevorach ala yayin v'akakum mevorach ala yayin. Why shehayayin gerim lekedusha shetiyoma? The essence, why do you say kiddush on? Only on a kosher yayin. So it's because of the yayin that you're making a kiddush. So to get like the yayin has to come first. Dover acher, another svara, virchas hayayin tadira. Yayin you make the whole week, you always make a bar for a goffin. Or virchas hayayin tadira. Kiddush you only make once, so twice on Shabbos. Mela todir, vishena todir, todir kaidu. Therefore you have these two brachas in front of you. To make a bracha for Yagofen or to make Kiddush, we hold first make bracha for Yagofen since that bracha is Todur, and then you make the second bracha of Kiddush. More b'alocha k'divrei b'tzil. You do taslek b'tzil. So Drashi, Shayim ger liyayin sheyavay. Koy zeh loy bo'ela b'shvil Shabbos the Kiddush. That's b'shamay svara. What are we making Kiddush for? Because of Shabbos. So Yikr is Shabbos. Ukva Kiddush Shayim, mishakibu lolo, oy mitesik chavim. Either you're mekabel Shabbos early, or else by Pesach Chovim, that's Zichah Laila, Zichah Shabbos already. V'adayin yayin lebo, l'shulchan. You didn't come to make Kiddush yet. Avazoi, k'shem shekod m'knisa, just like Shabbos comes in first, ha'kodim l'brocha, therefore the Svara to make the brocha first. Sh'ayayin gorim m'kdusha shatiyoma. She'im ein yayin, if there's no yayin, le mekadshin. You don't make Kiddush. V'amekadish ala pas, gamu b'mokim yayin, v'brichas apas kademis. If you don't have yayin, you can make kiddush on pas, but the same as tomorrow. You can only make kiddush on something. Without the pas and yayin, you can't make kiddush. So therefore, the pas, that bracha has to come first. Another svar still holds is tov to koydim. Naflam asech to zvochim. my crowd the sid musaf and mabad was a boy kashal is atomid tas was sel mabad mashmul yaka shikraf the matomid taikrivu al musafim the kodashinin ashel yola satomid kro yisayr will amelu shevishmul shi tomid hektimu akosim he cannot love the kodah to meet him
as the tomid comes every single day so that's the korban that comes first but that's a tadir since that's a korban you have every single day the tomid shashachar that always comes first
so that's a klal olofu when you have two brachas or two mitzvahs the one that's tadir comes always that comes first Kreb Gemara, my Dover Acher, what did Beis Hillel have to say another Svar for? His first Beis Hillel said that you make Yain first because you only make Kiddush on Yain, and then he said, Tadr Shein Tadr. The Chitayim was like Beis Hillel, Tosam Tarti, Vokha Chodo. So, Beis Shammai has two Svaras to his, and I only have one Svar. So, maybe Beis Shammai's two Svaras better than mine, but I was like, Dr. Hochinami Tarti, no, I also have two Svaras.
That's why they still had to say two svaras. Since Beis Shammai said two svaras, they still said two svaras. But halacha divrei Beis Hillel, for the more pshita, to anafka baskel, the baskel came out and said halachas ke Beis Hillel.
He boy is saying the kodem baskel. This gemara is going before the baskel came out with the ma'isim bab mitzuyah.
He boy is saying mano afil liyachah baskel. Yeshua he is this price that goes to leave the Yeshua. The yomrei meshkichim baskel.